All right, all right, all right. Welcome to the Michael Slate Show. I'm your host, Michael Slate.
They murdered the doctor at church on Sunday morning. A shot sent with a warning that women don't deserve a choice. In Wichita, Kansas, which way are we going here? I'm walking through a mob of pro-lifers just to get a pap smear. It's 2009, it's legal to provide. We've come a long way, though they're standing outside the clinic with bloody signs. Old men with drawn faces, plastic fetuses. They murdered the doctor, he'd been shot before in 93. His clinic bombed in 85. For decades he'd been working for the rights of women. The rights of humanity.
All right, all right, welcome back. And that is Kendall Winner, and the song is Dr. Tiller. And joining us now to talk about the abortion rights freedom ride is Sansara Taylor. And Sansara is a writer for Revolution Newspaper, and she's one of the initiators of the StopPatriarchy.org movement. And Sansara, welcome to the show.
Hi, Michael. It's great to be back with you.
Yeah, you too. Boy, we're getting to talk every week now. This is a pleasure. Okay, there you go. Yeah, well, let's let's jump into this. You're in Wichita. And that song, I just stumbled on that song last night, and it really kind of captures a lot about what is concentrated in this aspect of the whole Freedom Ride, but also this aspect in particular. You're in Wichita now. Before we get into what's happening in the particular thing and what's planned for this stop, let's talk a little bit about why Wichita and what is concentrated there.
Well, Wichita, Kansas has actually been kind of the heart of a center point or a flashpoint for decades in the fight nationwide over women's right and access to abortion. It is a place most notably right now, I believe, where Dr. George Tiller, a man who for decades served women providing abortions, risked his life every day. He's a man who was stalked, harassed, hounded, terrorized. His children were harassed in school for the fact that he did abortions. And he was assassinated 4 years ago by an anti-abortion fanatic, Christian fascist gunman. He was stalked and killed in his own church on Sunday when he served as an usher. And he was really somebody who was known and loved by so many people among abortion providers. He was did later term abortions for women, so women came to him from all over the country, actually all over the world. I know that people who did more complicated abortions in other parts of the country for women who had, you know, health complications for wanted pregnancies or women who had fetal abnormalities or women who were very young and didn't have access until very late in their pregnancies to get an abortion, he would, you know, either these women would be flown to his clinic or he would counsel doctors in other places around the country and give them advice and coach them in how to provide services. That he was an incredible resource for the entire abortion providing community, and he was somebody who was really a hero to women. And he was, because of this, he was stalked and hunted. Operation Rescue, one of the most fanatical and Christian fascist anti-abortion organizations that there is, they moved their national headquarters to Wichita about a decade ago, specifically to target Dr. Tiller. And they really did call him public enemy number one. They put a target on his back. They published his home address. They created an atmosphere where this man was killed. And it had reverberations really nationwide and internationally 4 years ago when he was killed. So this is a place, I mean, we could talk, there's a whole history even before that. But this really is a central location in the fight over abortion rights.
You're going into the jaws of the monster is actually really clear when you're describing all this stuff. I consider myself to know quite a bit about what's happened in Wichita and what the Christian fascists are doing and the people who are fighting for abortion rights and whatnot. At the same time, even as you're listing this, it never ceases to amaze me or just to horrify me when I hear about what's actually been concentrated in a place like Wichita, including, you know, it's very heavy. Like you also stopped at on your way, you stopped in Omaha to Dr. Carhart. And he's been on the show a number of times, and he's also someone who was very close to Dr. Tiller and actually faces a lot of similar things. I remember I interviewed him once recently, and he said, you know, you have to understand what it's like for us. We go to work every day knowing that when we walk out our front door, from that moment, we could be dead. We may not come home. You know, and yet I still find I have to go out and do this. You know, and this is the kind of thing that I think a lot of people don't get about what's with these doctors and why it's so important around the defense of them.
That's right. I mean, Dr. George Tiller, he actually had survived an assassination attempt earlier. He was shot in both of his arms, and he went back and made sure his clinic stayed open, continued to serve women. And I think the reason Dr. Carhart does this, the reason, you know, a number of doctors around the country who risk their lives and share the same sentiment. Every single day they know this could be the day that they are killed. This could be the day that they are taken out, that their clinic is bombed, that their patients are harmed, that their families are harassed or terrorized. And they do it because they understand, and I've talked with Dr. Carhart as well, they understand that without access to abortion, women cannot be free. And if women are not free, then no one is free. And people broadly in society, I don't think, understand this. I mean, there's a big discrepancy between the courage and the conviction of these doctors and other providers and what most people, who if you were to ask them, they'd say, yeah, I'm pro-choice, what most of them are doing right now. No, very few are putting enough on the line and recognizing how central, what's really at stake in this fight over abortion is about the control and enslavement of women, and it's deadly serious. And right now, I mean, we're nationwide, there's a juggernaut of assaults, legal restrictions, other restrictions on women's access to abortion, their ability to access it, the shame and stigma that's put on women, and the terror on the doctors. And here, even in Wichita, I think it's very heroic. 4 years after Tiller was killed, there's a new clinic that's been opened here in Wichita. It was a huge battle to get this clinic opened. And it's a great victory, and it's something that people should celebrate and cherish and defend this clinic. But there's a little bit, and I've heard this a number of times, where people have said, well, it's really good. We got the clinic back. So that's good, and it's true. But there's a little bit of thinking that we're kind of back where we were with when Dr. Tiller was serving here. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that's true. Since those 4 years, yes, there's been a clinic that's been reopened, but there has just been a nationwide, but also here in Wichita, a huge number of restrictions and increased inability to access abortion for women in the state. We were out in one of the malls yesterday and met this young woman, a young black woman who was one of the few people who opened up immediately when we were talking to them about abortion. I mean, everybody opened up to us, but, I mean, not everybody, most everybody, but she was the only one who sort of said unabashedly, I just got an abortion. And we were talking, she said she has 4 young children. She couldn't afford another one. She herself was convinced it was wrong to get an abortion, and we said that we disagreed. We talked about that and got into that. But she said, you know, I had to travel all the way to Kansas City to get my abortion because it was later than I can get here in Wichita anymore. So even though the clinic is open, they don't do abortions as late as Dr. Tiller did. There's a number of additional restrictions and lies that the clinics are mandated to tell women about the dangers and risks involved in abortion. And there's an atmosphere very much across the country, but right here in Wichita in particular, we were out, a number of people that we spoke to when we did our broad social investigation were totally unapologetic about the fact that Dr. Tiller was killed. They thought that he got what was coming to him.
Mm.
And that's something that is a public opinion that has been whipped up, that has been created. There's a social base there's a Christian fascist social base that's been built up, and there's a lot of hearts and minds that have been influenced to think that there's something wrong with abortion and that there's something wrong with these doctors who give abortions. And very few people have spoken, and this is a big part of what the Abortion Rights Freedom Ride is doing, abortion on demand without apology. Fetuses are not babies. Women are not incubators. Abortion is not murder. And what's really immoral is not abortion, but forced motherhood. That's a form of enslavement. And nobody's said this for so long that when we go out, it's the most vociferous voices are those who are unapologetic against abortion in all cases. We met so many people who said that to us. And then those who think that this should be a right are very defensive about it. They say, well, yeah, I suppose some women need abortions. I wouldn't take that right away from them, but they don't know that the right is being taken away. But they also are very judgmental of it.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing that we found, I just want to share, is that we talked to the teenagers that we talked to, the young women that we talked to, 15, 16 years old, they were saying openly that they felt that, yeah, maybe you should be able to get an abortion when you're young and you're not ready for a baby. But I'm 16 now. I'm ready for a baby. I would keep the baby.
Mm.
And the idea that this is what women's duty is. This is all you're going to do in life is be a mother at some point. May as well do it sooner or later. And that it's really undesirable to get an abortion is an opinion that has to be fought. We've lost ground. It has to be fought, and that's a big part of what this Freedom Ride is doing.
All right, let me just identify you now, okay? We're talking to Sansara Taylor, and she's from Revolution Newspaper, StopPatriarchy.org, and she is on the Abortion Rights Freedom Ride, and they are currently in Wichita, and they're headed to Mississippi, and then back in other places as they head back to New York and the West Coast over the next couple of weeks. Sansara, you know, as you were talking, I kept thinking about the movie After Tiller, a very powerful film, and one of the things that came out of that film was they make the point that there are only four doctors in the country. And I know that the two women doctors have been able to start training one other doctor, but there's only four doctors right now in the country who perform the kinds of abortions that Dr. Tiller provided to women. And the abortions that are very late in the pregnancy term, but they're extremely needed, and it's extremely important that women have access to this. And two of those doctors are actually way up there in age. So you're looking at, when you talk about, for people to understand what this is, not only the threat of assassination, the changing of public opinion, all this other stuff that's going, the molding of reactionary public opinion, but there's actually, there's really a clampdown, a shutdown that's going on in this. I mean, how many hospitals even don't teach abortion procedure to doctors these days? This is a major emergency situation we're facing.
Yes, it is. And I think, honestly, it's an indictment, both of the current culture and atmosphere, but also of the system that we live under. I mean, you think about it. What could be more essential to women's role, women's ability to play a full role in society, than the ability to control for themselves when and whether they will have children? And this is a system that has patriarchy, the domination of women by men, woven into its foundation. It's a, like all class-divided systems before it, it requires the control over women's reproduction to be able to control inheritance and class divisions from one generation to the next. Who's going to be born into the ruling class? Who's going to be born into the exploited and enslaved classes? This control over women's reproduction and the privatizing of the family is a cornerstone of all oppressive societies, including this capitalist imperialist one. And it would be it's a major part of the revolution we need is a shattering of the oppression of women, the domination of women by men, the control over women's reproduction by a male supremacist society, as well as the shattering of the class divisions that give rise to and require that control. And so this is sort of one thing I think people need to pull back the lens and say, why, 40 years after the right to abortion was won, is it more difficult to access, more stigmatized, more dangerous to provide than ever before? Why are we going backwards? And I think fundamentally because a revolution wasn't made in the 60s, and we need a revolution now. We need it for a number of reasons. But even to get to that revolution and from wherever anybody is coming from, it's time to, you know, take off any blinders, any, you know, sort of blunting of looking at the reality and confront that things are grinding in reverse. There is a war on women, and it's not going away unless it's fought. And there needs to be massive political struggle against this. Massive changing in terms so that this is no longer, people are not allowed to think that this is about babies, that this is about compassion or life or privacy, just your right to have your opinion, my right to have my opinion. This is a fight over whether women will be enslaved or whether women will be free and liberated and able to control their own destinies, but also to contribute to the larger society and be part of struggling to change the larger society. And I think, you know, just what you're describing about the aging out of these doctors, the fact that there are new doctors stepping forward, but some of the new doctors are being the most viciously targeted. The new doctor here in Wichita at this new clinic, she is a very young doctor, a very courageous young woman, and she has been outed by the same people who stalked Dr. Tiller. They dug into the records. They found out who she was. They began stalking her at her home. In another city where she flies in from, in Oak Park, Chicago, they've driven her, they've harassed her at her job, she's lost her employment, other places are afraid to hire her because of all the protests that comes with. This is what's going on now, and I think, you know, it requires massive resistance now, And it requires people to really get into and be part of the kind of fundamental change that will change this for good.
Mm-hmm.
And for all future generations.
Yeah. Now, Sansara, one of the things, we have about 3 minutes left, and I want you to tell people, what are the plans for Wichita? Where to after Wichita? So what are you doing and where are you going?
Okay, so right now as we speak, the Abortion Rights Freedom Ride is actually out at the offices of Operation Rescue, who did relocate to Wichita. They're one of the fanatical Christian fascist anti-abortion organizations, and they took over an old clinic that they helped shut down, an abortion clinic, and they turned it into one of those fake clinics, the crisis pregnancy centers that counsels against abortion. So they've gone out with an indictment, crimes against women. They are delivering their indictment today with their crime scene tape and their signs, and they're doing a political action there right now as we speak. And then tomorrow we'll be holding a public abortion on demand without apology rally in a crowded downtown area of Wichita. Then we're going to hit the road. We're going to travel through Little Rock, where there's one clinic left in all of Arkansas. We'll be there. And then we're going to spend about a week down in Jackson, Mississippi, where there's one clinic left in the entire state of Mississippi, and it's only open because of a temporary court injunction, and it's harassed and targeted every single day. And we'll be holding a major rally in support of abortion rights on August 17th. It's a week from Saturday. And people who can should fly into Jackson and be there with us, stand with that clinic, or drive there if you're in an area that you could drive to there from. Or you should connect with us at stoppatriarchy.org and get connected in the virtual Freedom Ride and be part of supporting this. And also, I really urge people, wherever you are, to get into this Abortion Rights Freedom Ride and the bigger issues behind it, the kind of revolution we need, at revcom.us. Because this is, you know, my last 10 seconds, this is a life and death struggle for the future of women, but it's just one of the fault lines of the crimes of the system, and they come together in the need for massive resistance and all the way fundamental change, revolution, and nothing less.
All right, Sansara, thank you once again. Thank you very much for joining us today.
Okay, thank you, Michael.
Okay, talk to you soon. You're listening to The Michael Slate Show, and we've just been talking with Sansara Taylor from Revolution Newspaper, from StopPatriarchy.org, and currently one of the people on the Abortion Rights Freedom Ride as it tours through the South. They're currently in Wichita, then heading down to Little Rock, and then Mississippi, where they're going to kick up some stuff, man. And it's everywhere they're kicking up some stuff and really launching this kind of, you know, all out movement to change the terms in society. I want to read something before we go out, because this is something from Bob Avakian that I think is from his book Basics that I think is very apropos for today's whole show. An appeal to those the system has cast off. Here I am speaking not only to prisoners, but to those whose life is lived on a desperate edge, whether or not they find some work, to those without work or even homes, to all those the system and its enforcers treat as so much waste, human waste material. Raise your sights above the degradation and madness, the muck and the demoralization, above the individual battle to survive and to be somebody on the terms of the imperialists, of fouler, more monstrous criminals than mythology has ever invented or jails ever held. Become a part of the human saviors of humanity, the grave diggers of this system and the bearers of the future communist society. This is not just talk or an attempt to make poetry here. There are great tasks to be fulfilled, great struggles to be carried out, and yes, great sacrifices to be made to accomplish all this. But there's a world to save and to win. And in that process, those the system has counted as nothing can count for a great deal. They represent a great reserve force that must become an active force for the proletarian revolution. I want to thank my board offer today, Federico Garcia. My